over in Moultrie County.
That's where the Masonic home is.
Yes, yes, that's right. You eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you put flowers in a pretty
vase.
You'll put them in a vase.
No, I don't put them in a vase. I put mine in a vase.
I've yet to find anybody who puts them in a vase in Illinois anyway. Nobody's putting on the dog around here. After the meal is over and you clear the table and say, I guess I'd better
wash the dishes.
And then after the wife washes the dishes, she runs water over them, gets a soap off sheet.
I spray them.
Or what else?
Rinse. Is that what you want?
That's right. Then the wife rinses the dishes. The wife rinses. She
rinses the dishes.
Okay. You don't rinse them, huh?
No. I guess that
that's
they
common.
Used to say wrench. I believe my mother used to wrench the clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I could use that with clothes. I forgot about
mm-hmm.
that. I'll mark that down. Your mother wrenched them. Then after you rinse them, you have to wipe.
Dry the dishes.
Right. And what kind of a cloth do you use to dry them with? What do you call that?
A dish towel.
And you wash them with a
dish rag.
Okay.
Or a dish cloth, either one.
Okay, and you dry your face with a
wash rag.
You dry it with a
what do you want me to say? A towel. That's all I say. A towel.
Yeah, just a towel. Okay. And you want a drink? You go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And you want to drink a cider, you go to the barrel and turn on
a spigot.
And if you wanted to hook the hose up outside and water the lawn, you'd hook it up to the
faucet.
And you want to pour some liquid into a bottle, you better use a
funnel.
And you want to make the horse go faster, you use the
whip.
The what?
A whip. Yeah. Whip.
They ever talk about different kinds of these things? You ever hear of different types?
But a buggy whip is all I've heard of.
What?
A buggy whip.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear them talk about an ox?
Well, they
goats
have,
or something?
They have some oxen out to New Salem, but I haven't.
I have to ask the man what he calls the thing he used to make them go faster.
To make them go faster? I don't know.
If you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, the man's have to put them in a paper
bag or a sack.
So you'd probably say
Paper sack.
Or
a paper bag, or just a bag.
Mm-hmm. All right, I wanted to get paper bag. So. Mm-hmm. If you bought flour the way they used to, it might be 50 pounds in a cloth
bag or sack.
Yeah, either way.
Mm-hmm.
How about 100 pounds of potatoes?
That'd be in a bag.
Remember
100-pound bag of potatoes.
Remember what kind of material that is?
Yes, it's a gunny sack. What do you call it now?
Gunny sack's a good word. They use it. Now, you had cider in a large quantity. You probably have a great big wooden
barrel. I was still thinking of the gunny sack. That's what I was trying to think of.
Burlap.